FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Amy Grant. That was going back to 1988. Right. Crazy. Good morning to you and happy Tuesday at 7:19.
Good morning. Weather-wise, today you're going to see a cloudy and breezy day. High of 81 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely low of 59. And your winning Wednesday becoming partly cloudy after some morning rain. High of 68 right now, seeing 60 degrees in Mannheim.
This morning, our special guest, our friend Megan Chambers, is here. She's the Director of Enrollment and Marketing at Hinkletown Mennonite School. Good morning again, Megan.
Good morning, Fred.
Love having you here. I got to say, when I came out and I did chapel for you guys, you guys are so enthusiastic, so friendly, so warm. And did you say one of your kids was singing the coffee song last night before bed?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Got the wrong lyrics.
Which is okay.
But he was, singing your song randomly. I didn't prep him for anything. And I said, I will be speaking to the man who wrote that.
I'm going to tell my wife that because I sing it randomly, too.
Sure. It's catchy. Sure.
And she's tired of it. So tell us all about Hinkletown Mennonite
School. Hinkletown is a wonderful place where pre-K through 12th grade students are nurtured and taught in a Christ-centered environment. It's a place where teachers bring an ability to teach the different parts of the students, their academic, spiritual, emotional, and learning happens both inside the classroom and outside the classroom. Hands-on activities, a lot of cross-grade involvement, community building, lots of building around different things, not just book work, but learning. The other day I walked past our school kitchen and there was coffee cake and fresh bread resting on the stove that the middle school students had just finished in their cooking class.
Whoa.
So,
love that.
The smells, in the kitchen were amazing.
Amazing.
So, there's classrooms bring this sense of community building. Also, our program with Book Buddies, we have the older kids reading to the younger kids, third grade to first grade, fifth grade to kindergarten. It's this sense of community where school becomes a family of students rather than just students in their specific classrooms.
Right. Love that.
Yeah.
You guys have a theme for this year.
We do. We do. We are God's workmanship. It's built on Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in him. We are a masterpiece. That's what we are focusing on this year.
I love that. You're fairly new in your position.
I am.
Hinkletown. Yeah. What do you love about working there?
I love the sense of community. I love that we realize we are made up of families. We are parents with kids. Our students come from this diverse background of different cultures, and we incorporate that rather than, trying to stick with this regimented school schedule, which we do have one of those. But it's more than that. It's realizing students are connected to a family and a community outside of the school and incorporating that in our learning environment. It's wonderful.
That's awesome. I love that. If folks want to be a part of that community, they can come out to Hinklefest.
Yes, Hinklefest this weekend, Friday night and Saturday. We have fun on Friday. We have the Hinklefest with our brand new Hinklefest, the Hinkletown Hawk mascot reveal.
Love that.
With area mascots. And then our benefit auction on Saturday. They can come out for breakfast in the morning at 8 o'clock, get a breakfast sandwich and some coffee, and then the auction starts at 9 to 2. And there is a list of items on our website, hinkletownschool.org. We have vacation packages, family fun, things for the home, the shop, the teens, and our hands-on learning. We have our school classes have created class projects.
Oh,
that we'll
cool.
also be auctioning off.
Yeah.
The high schoolers have made planter boxes in their woodshop class.
How great is
those
that?
Those will be auctioned. Those middle schoolers, again, are doing more food. They have made ice cream and will be auctioning off ice cream and lots of other activities and events for the family.
I was going to say, as part of Hinklefest, you have Kids Fest. You have
stuff
my goodness. For the kids to do.
Kids things all weekend long. The Friday night, of course, with the mascot party and other activities. Saturday, we will have a bounce house, barrel train rides, pony rides, a petting zoo, face painting. There's so much to keep everybody occupied and have a great time. on Saturday.
Love that. If folks want more information, they could visit you online.
Yes, hinkletownschool.org. You can go to the upcoming events and click on the auction for more specific details, different times that things will be happening. And don't forget the fresh food. We've got fresh homemade apple dumplings and hand-cut French fries, along with the pork barbecue and chicken barbecue.
Is there anything with the auction you have your eye on?
Oh, well, those class projects. Meaningful. Yeah, my four kids are there. So, of course, yes,
You're going to be looking at those.
I will be looking at that.
Very cool. Hinklefest and benefit auction this weekend, Friday and Saturday. All the details, hinkletownschool.org.
That's right.
Is the place to go. One last question. Who's going to be in the mascot suit? Is it going to be you or Miles?
You will have to come. Well, you won't even find out when you come, but that is, my lips are sealed.
That's the big secret.
That is.
Megan, we love having you here. Say hi to everybody back at Hinkletown.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. I will see you later. Thanks, bus drivers out on the roads now. And have a great day, everybody.
Yeah, be a part of Hinklefest this weekend. Hinkletownschool.org. Blessing offer. Sometime. Back to the music on JTL.